I'm your host, Brenda Nelson, Vice President at Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. I'm also the Agency University Manager and the Southwest Region Agency Operations Manager. My guest today is Sue Swick. She opened the doors to the Old Republic office located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 2005. She feels as though she has handled just about everything in the real estate industry, from creating and establishing a business presence in a market where Old Republic wasn't there, to underwriting, to title searching, to leading to multi-state, multi-site commercial transactions. She's even attracted new customers by marketing herself and her company. Sue has assumed leadership roles in Pennsylvania Land Title Organization and the local state bar. Sue holds the designation of CLTP and is a frequent lecturer on a variety of title insurance topics. Sue graduated from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. She enjoys the fact that she has also been admitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. Wow, that's quite the resume. I'd like to give a really warm welcome to Sue Swick. Hi, Sue. Thanks for joining me.
Brenda, thank you very much. And hello to everyone on this podcast.
Absolutely. Sue, as you know, on this podcast, we like to highlight some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they overcome them. One mistake we'd like to highlight today is on not championing your company's greatness. Would you mind explaining that? What does it look like?
Well, remember, we're in the title insurance industry, and we aren't selling light bulbs or sofas. We are selling title insurance, and most people really don't know what title insurance is. So we're selling something. And I think what's so critically important is that we sell two things. We're certainly selling our product, but that's kind of a given. What we're selling is ourselves and our company. And I really feel very strongly about this particular mistake of not championing your own company. Because people to whom you're selling want to align themselves with a winner. They really want to work with somebody that they like, and that they feel this person's going to bring me along to a better spot. So how do you demonstrate that your company's a winner? Well, you need to have some knowledge about your company. And I always say, you tell the story. I'm the storyteller. And so I'm telling stories about my own company. So don't make this mistake by not telling the story of your company and yourself, of course, but I think really important, it's often easy to talk about yourself because you know yourself, but sometimes as a salesperson, do you know enough about your own company? It's easy to think you might. So I say, get your elevator speech together. Get that elevator speech about yourself, of course, and about your company. So let me define what an elevator speech is. An elevator speech is what, and I'm trapped in an elevator with my target prospect. What am I going to say to that person in the time it takes me to get from the first floor to the fourth floor? So it's got to be quick. It's got to be brief, but I need to know it. And it's not going to be the same elevator speech every single time, but as the situation dictates, you better have a story that ties right in. So how am I going to identify what I'm going to tell in the story? I think a key thing to do is interview the company owner, get those details, get those interesting little details. Interview key staff people in your company. Interview your coworkers, because you're going to have a variety of stories to tell that champion your company. So, okay, what's an example of that? Well, how long has our company been in business? That's an important fact to know. How did the owner become their own company? What were the facts that led them to become their own company? Those are things that might be interesting to people. They found, you know, a process that wasn't adopted by their prior company. And they said, I can build the better bread box, because that's, again, aligning yourself with the winner, because these people feel they can do a very good job. And also, you know, the history of the company, the longevity of the staff people. all of those things are so critically important. And quite frankly, I think it's kind of fun to go out and interview the owner and the key people and also your staff people. So for example, I respect, like as a salesperson, I respect Judy owner because she did this, or I respect that my staff people can close 400 transactions in a month. I mean, those are the types of facts that are important, but also don't forget your human interest stories, because I still tell the story about how one of my own coworkers raises min pins, miniature pinsers. So I've got a story for everything, but I'm going to tell the story because I want to champion my company.
I like that. I like that. So can you tell me a time when you made that mistake where you didn't champion your company, and how did you remedy it once you realized you had made that mistake?
Well, I don't want to sound in any way arrogant. This is one mistake I have not made in the industry, because I recognize inherently I have to sell my company along with myself, but I need to sell my company. But this is one mistake I haven't made. I've made them all except this one. But I've always been very proud of Old Republic. And in fact, I love talking about the longevity of the people in my pod, in my region. We have people that have worked there for over 30 years and over 25 years. And I tell that story because what I'm trying, in addition to telling my story to my prospective customer, I'm giving them the idea that they'll be working with the same person next week, next month, next year. We're doing well. So there's a reason behind my stories, even though sometimes my husband says that there is no reason behind my stories. But I do use the vehicle of stories to champion my company. For example, Old Republic, we've been in business over 110 years. I mean, that's a story in and of itself. And
right.
As you, in the introduction of me, you indicated I've been with the company 17 years. That's another story too. So it's all showing people why you want to work with that winner, why they're a winner, and why you want to keep working with them.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about the longevity of some of the people that you work with, even yourself. I've been with the company 12 years, and we've seen it evolve and how it's developed and how we now we have new products, we have new programs, and we have so much to brag about or talk about our company greatness. So we're very blessed to be part of Old Republic.
Well, if I might just add on that, Brenda, it's important to know the story behind the product or the service. For example, Old Republic has Escrow Pro, an underwriter disbursement product, but knowing where that came from and why it's in the industry and why it benefits our agents, I think it's a great story to tell.
It is. So bottom line, what's the best way to recognize and manage mistakes, in your opinion?
Looking in the mirror and looking at 23 mistakes, and being very honest with yourself and saying, oh, I might not do that so well, or I might not do it at all. But I think acknowledging the mistake clearly, and then just simply correcting it. Nobody's wrong. You now have an opportunity to do something more positively, more advantageous to yourself and to your mission as a salesperson.
Well, the key to this is get your elevator speech together, for sure.
And sell your company and know the details of your company.
That's right. Well, Sue, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for your expertise. And thank you, listeners, for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.